Lucy and Linus come out of their house and start walking through the leaves. Linus picks an apple up from off the ground, takes a bite out of it, and then throws it in the trash can as they walk by. He kicks up some leaves. They make their way to the pumpkin patch. Linus picks out several pumpkins and holds them up for Lucy to examine. She shakes her head to all of them and motions for him to keep looking. They finally find one to her liking. It's bigger than Linus. They head home with Linus carrying the oversized pumpkin. It gets stuck in a fence. So Linus rolls it around the fence and starts rolling it down the sidewalk towards home. The pumpkin trips Linus up, and he ends up rolling down the sidewalk with it, finally stopping in front of their house. A little dazed and confused at first, he finally gets up, picks up the huge pumpkin, and carries it into the house. He puts it down on some newspapers that Lucy has laid out on the floor. Lucy comes in with a carving knife and cuts open the top of the pumpkin. Then she starts scooping out the insides.
Oh, you didn't tell me you were gonna kill it.
It's The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, written by Charles M. Schulz. Snoopy sits under a tree. He notices a leaf fall to the ground behind him. He sees another leaf in midair and blows it back up. He keeps the leaf afloat with puffs of air until it finally lands on top of a huge pile that Charlie Brown has raked.
Thanks, old pal.
Linus is eating a sticky lollipop when he notices the pile of leaves.
George!
Linus runs and dives in the leaves, spreading them everywhere. He comes out of the pile with his mouth and his lollipop covered with leaves.
Never jump into a pile of leaves with a wet sucker.
Charlie Brown shakes his fist at Linus because of all the work that he's ruined. Lucy arrives carrying an American football.
Say, Charlie Brown, I've got a football. How about practicing a few place kicks? I'll hold the ball, and you come running and kick it.
Oh, brother. I don't mind your dishonesty half as much as I mind your opinion of me. You must think I'm stupid.
Oh, come on, Charlie Brown.
No.
I'll hold it steady.
She holds the ball in position.
No.
Please?
You just want me to come running up to kick that ball so you can pull it away and see me land flat on my back and kill myself.
This time you can trust me.
She holds out a piece of paper.
See? Here's a signed document testifying that I promise not to pull it away.
Charlie takes it.
It is signed. It's a signed document.
He distances himself.
I guess if you have a signed document in your possession, you can't go wrong. This year, I'm really gonna kick that football.
And comes running headlong. Of course, Lucy pulls the ball away, and Charlie Brown lands flat on his back.
Peculiar thing about this document, it was never notarized.
Dear Great Pumpkin, I'm looking forward to your arrival on Halloween night. I hope you will bring me lots of presents.
Who are you writing to, Linus?
This is the time of year to write to the Great Pumpkin. On Halloween night, the Great Pumpkin rises out of his pumpkin patch and flies through the air with his bag of toys for all the children.
You must be crazy. When are you going to stop believing in something that isn't true?
When you stop believing in that fellow with the red suit and the white beard who goes ho, ho, ho.
We are obviously separated. by denominational differences.
Charlie walks off.
You must get discouraged because more people believe in Santa Claus than in you. Well, let's face it, Santa Claus has had more publicity.
Snoopy arrives.
But being number two, perhaps you try harder.
Snoopy's laughter gets the better of him, and Lucy notices. She tosses him aside and goes over to Linus.
Not again! Writing a letter to a stupid pumpkin? You make me the laughing stock of the neighborhood. All they talk about is my little brother, who always writes to the great pumpkin. You better cut it out right now or I'll pound you.
There are three things I have learned never to discuss with people: religion, politics, and the great pumpkin.
You're wasting your time. The great pumpkin is a fake.
Everyone tells me you are a fake, but I believe in you.
Sally comes up behind him.
P.S. If you really are a fake, don't tell me. I don't want to know.
What are you doing, Linus?
I'd rather not say. You might laugh.
Oh, I never laugh at you, Linus. You're so intelligent.
He blushes.
I'm writing to the great pumpkin.
You say the cutest things.
On Halloween night, the great pumpkin rises out of the pumpkin patch and flies through the air to bring toys to all the good little children everywhere. Wouldn't you like to sit with me in the pumpkin patch on Halloween night and wait for the great pumpkin?
Oh, I'd love to, Linus.
What's going on here? What are you trying to do to my little sister?
Charlie Brown leads Sally off. Linus folds up his letter, puts it in the envelope, and seals it.
And how do you think you're gonna mail that letter? You can't possibly reach the mailbox. And I'm not gonna help you.
Linus snaps his blanket up, wrapping it around the handle of the mailbox, and pulling it open. He then tosses his letter up. It spins three times in the air and lands in the mailbox.
Hey! I got an invitation to a Halloween party!
A big, dopey smile breaks out on his face and he starts dancing.
Is the invitation to Violet's party, Charlie Brown?
Yes! It's the first time I've ever been invited to a party.
Charlie Brown, if you got an invitation, it was a mistake. There were two lists, Charlie Brown. One to invite and one not to invite. You must have been put on the wrong list.
Charlie Brown's smile is replaced with a frown, and he turns red with anger. Linus walks by with a sign that reads, "Welcome, Great Pumpkin." Now at the pumpkin patch, he leans on a large pumpkin and waits dreamily. Sally is cutting holes in his sheet. She holds up her costume to admire it, and it scares her.
A person should always choose a costume which is in direct contrast to her own personality.
She dons a witch mask and hat.
Is Linus taking me to the party? That stupid blockhead of a brother of mine is out in the pumpkin patch making his yearly fool of himself.
Boy, is he strange.
But maybe there is a great pumpkin.
Every year, Linus misses tricks or treats, and then the Halloween party.
He'll never learn.
Do I get to go trick-or-treating this year, Big Brother?
Sure, Sally.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, how do we do it?
All you have to do is walk up to a house, ring the doorbell, and say tricks or treats.
Are you sure it's legal?
Of course it's legal.
I won't want to be accused of taking part in a rumble.
Sally slips her sheet over her head, and her arms flail out of the eye holes. Lucy helps her get it on straight.
Oh, good grief.
Is that you, Patty?
No.
Where is Charlie Brown? Here I am.
The sheet Charlie Brown is wearing is full of holes.
I had a little trouble with the scissors.
They'll never guess it's me under here.
A cloud of dust surrounds the ghost.
Hello, Pigpen. Glad you could make it.
How did you know it was me?
Snoopy is wearing a scarf, hat, and goggles.
What in the world kind of costume is that?
He's a World War I flying ace.
Now I've heard everything. All right, everybody, we'll go trick-or-treating, and then over to Violet's for the big Halloween party.
The kids scatter. Snoopy straightens up. and is saluted by a ghost who holds the door for him as he marches out. The costumed kids enter the pumpkin patch.
Hey, have you come to sing pumpkin carols?
You blockhead, you're gonna miss all the fun just like last year.
Don't talk like that. The Great Pumpkin knows which kids have been good and which kids have been bad. You'll be sorry.
Oh, good grief.
He'll come here because I have the most sincere pumpkin patch and he respects sincerity.
Do you really think he'll come?
Tonight, the Great Pumpkin rises out of the pumpkin patch. He flies through the air and brings toys to all the children of the world.
That's a good story.
You don't believe the story of the Great Pumpkin? I thought little girls always believed everything that was told to them. I thought little girls were innocent and trusting.
Welcome to the 20th century.
All right, once and for all, are you coming or are you staying? We can't waste all night.
Lucy turns to leave, and all the kids follow her. But Sally is lagging behind a little, looking back. She finally makes her decision and runs back to Linus and the pumpkin patch.
I'm glad you came back, Sally. We'll just sit here in this pumpkin patch, and you'll see the Great Pumpkin with your own eyes.
If you try to hold my hand, I'll slug you.
Each year, the Great Pumpkin rises out of the pumpkin patch that he thinks is the most sincere. He's got to pick this one. He's got to. I don't see how a pumpkin patch can be more sincere than this one. You can look all around and there's not a sign of hypocrisy. Nothing but sincerity as far as the eye can see.
Meanwhile, the other kids are trick-or-treating.
Trick-or-treat! Candy!
Can I have an extra piece of candy for my stupid brother? He couldn't come with us because he's sitting in a pumpkin patch, waiting for the Great Pumpkin. It's so embarrassing to have to ask for something extra for that blockhead Linus. I got 5 pieces of candy.
I got a chocolate bar.
I got a quarter.
I got a rock.
Trick or treat!
Gee, I got a candy bar.
Boy, I got 3 cookies.
Hey, I got a package of gum.
I got a rock.
Trick or treat! I got a popcorn ball.
I got a fudge bar.
I got a pack of gum.
I got a rock.
By the way, whatever happened to the World War I flying ace?
Oh, he's probably getting ready to take off in his Sopwith Camel on the next dawn patrol. His mission is to find the Red Baron and shoot him down. Here's the World War I flying ace climbing into the cockpit of his Sopwith Camel.
Snoopy jumps up onto his doghouse, pretending it's an airplane.
Contact, he shouts.
Snoopy imagines himself soaring through the air, looking for the Red Baron. Now bullets fill his doghouse with holes. Fights valiantly, but to no avail. Snoopy is in trouble. The makeshift airplane is going down. Snoopy shakes his fist at the Baron, and then jumps off his burning doghouse, landing in his food bowl. Snoopy then gets down on all fours and begins to infantry crawl.
Here's the World War I flying ace, imagining he's down behind enemy lines, making his way across the French countryside.
Snoopy stealthily crawls and sneaks across the countryside, stopping only for a while to rest on top of a haystack. They stop at the pumpkin patch on the way to the party.
Has the great pumpkin been by?
What blockhead sitting in a pumpkin patch in the middle of the night?
You've missed trick or treat, and now you're going to miss the Halloween party.
What a way to spend Halloween.
You think you're so smart. Just wait until the great pumpkin comes.
He'll be here. You can bet on that. Linus knows what he's talking about. Linus knows what he's doing.
Sally turns to Linus, and Linus shrinks back.
Right. Where is he?
He'll be here.
I hope so. I have my reputation to think of, you know. And just think of all the fun we're missing.
Just look. Nothing but sincerity as far as the eye can see.
At the party, Lucy ponders the pumpkin.
Charlie Brown, you'll have to model for us.
Me? You want me to model?
Sure, Charlie Brown. You'll be the perfect model.
With markers, they begin to design...
Turn him around.
...a pumpkin face on the back of his head.
If we shape the eyes like this, and the nose like this, and the mouth like this...
Yes, that's the way.
Charlie Brown is embarrassed.
Thank you, Charlie Brown. You were a perfect model.
Snoopy is still pretending to be behind enemy lines, trudging through the wilderness. He makes his way over the barren, war-torn landscape, wading through a river and looking for somewhere to hide. Finally, he comes upon what he pretends is an abandoned house, and he ventures inside.
All right, let's bob for apples. This is the way to do it.
Yeah, Lucy, you should be good at this. You have the perfect mouth for it.
Lucy dunks her head under the water and comes up with an apple in her mouth. Snoopy is on the other end of the apple.
Blech! My lips touch dog lips! Blech! Ugh! Poison dog lips! Blech! Ugh!
Snoopy casually walks over to Schroeder and leans on his piano. Schroeder, seeing him there, begins playing. Snoopy is loving the music. He begins dancing and marching in place. Takes Snoopy by surprise. He tries to dance. He tries to march, but he can't. And so he cries. Schroeder hears him and shifts back to the happier music. Snoopy is again happy and dancing. tries to enjoy the sad music, but he can't. Thoroughly embarrassed by his howling and crying crocodile tears, Snoopy leaves the house and goes back out into the night. Meanwhile, Linus and Sally still wait for the Great Pumpkin.
If anyone had told me I'd be waiting in a pumpkin patch on Halloween night, I'd have said they were crazy.
Just think, Sally, when the Great Pumpkin rises out of the pumpkin patch, we'll be here to see him. What's that? What's that? I hear the Great Pumpkin!
A shadowy figure rustles around in the pumpkin patch, silhouetted by the harvest moon.
There he is! There he is! It's the Great Pumpkin! He's rising up out of the pumpkin patch!
Linus passes out as a dark, shadowy form slowly rises up out of the pumpkin patch. It's Snoopy!
What happened? Did I faint? What did he leave us? Did he leave us any toys?
I was robbed! I spent the whole night waiting for the Great Pumpkin when I could have been out for tricks or treats! Halloween is over and I've missed it! You blockhead! You kept me up all night waiting for the Great Pumpkin! And all that came was a beagle! I didn't get a chance to go out for tricks or treats! And it was all your fault! Also, what a fool I was! I could have had candy apples and gum, and cookies and money and all sorts of things. But no, I had to listen to you, you blockhead. What a fool I was! Trick or treats come only once a year, and I miss it by sitting in a pumpkin patch with a blockhead. You owe me restitution!
You heard about fury and a woman scorned, haven't you?
Yes, I guess I have.
Well, that's nothing compared to the fury of a woman who has been cheated out of tricks or treats.
All the kids are walking away.
Hey, aren't you going to wait and greet the Great Pumpkin? Huh? It won't be long now. If the Great Pumpkin comes, I'll still put in a good word for you. Good grief, I said if. I meant when he comes! I'm doomed. One little slip like that can cause a Great Pumpkin to pass you by. Oh, Great Pumpkin, where are you?
Lucy awakens in the middle of the night. She sees that the clock by her bed says 4 a.m. She gets up to check and see where her brother is. His bedroom is empty. She finds him still in the pumpkin patch, wrapped up in his blanket and shivering. She picks him up off the ground and leads him home. Once there, she takes off his socks and shoes and tucks him into bed.
Another Halloween has come and gone.
Yes, Charlie Brown.
I don't understand it. I went trick-or-treating and all I got was a bag full of rocks. I suppose you spend all night in the pumpkin patch. And the Great Pumpkin never showed up?
Nope.
Well, don't take it too hard, Linus. I've done a lot of stupid things in my life, too.
Stupid? What do you mean, stupid? Just wait till next year, Charlie Brown. You'll see. Next year at this same time, I'll find a pumpkin patch that is real sincere. And I'll sit in that pumpkin patch until the Great Pumpkin appears. He'll rise out of that pumpkin patch and he'll fly through the air with his bag of toys. The Great Pumpkin will appear, and I'll be waiting for him. I'll be there. I'll be sitting there in that pumpkin patch, and I'll see the Great Pumpkin. I'll see that Great Pumpkin. I'll see the Great Pumpkin.
Charlie Brown.